Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Ayin Zayin, the Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include the sources for that which Reb Shimon holds, Kalo Imid Lizra Kizarik Dami. If at the time of Shechita the carbon was qualified for Zrika, it is considered as if the Zrika was already accomplished. And Kalo Imid Lifpades Kipadi Dami. If at the time of Shechita the carbon was qualified for Pidyon, to be redeemed with money, it is considered as if the Pidyon was already accomplished. The Machlekes Reb Yechon and Rish Lakish regarding Shechit Temimim Bifnim. If a person stole and shechted a carbon that he had no blemish inside the Beis HaMikdash, in which it was a Shechita Ru'uya, Reb Yechon holds Chayiv, he's liable for Dal Behei, even though this animal, a carbon, cannot be sold. While Rish Lakish holds Pater, he's not liable for Dal Behei, because this animal, a carbon, cannot be sold. As derived from the Pasuk, U'tvacha Imachara, Kolhecha de Ise b'mechira Ise b'tvicha, v'cholhecha de lesa b'mechira lesa b'tvicha. And the machloikas regarding Hamoicha treifa l'divir Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, if someone stole and sold a treif animal, Reb Yechon holds chayiv, even though this animal cannot be shechted, while Reish Lakish holds pater because this animal cannot be shechted. The b'raisa halacha of gun of kalayim tevacha misham tashlumei abav v'chamisha. If someone stole and shechted a hybrid animal born of two different breeds, he's liable to pay dal v'hei because oi l'rabbis is a kalayim. The word oi includes even kalayim. The Gemara explains that the word oi is sometimes inclusive and sometimes exclusive. It depends on the context of the pasuk and therefore only regarding geneva, oi l'rabbis is a kalayim. However, regarding kadoshim, oi l'mayit is a kalayim.